I should be joined live on the phone now by Dr. Sarah Jane Belton from DCU. And Dr. Sarah Jane is a lecturer in physical education. Good morning to you, Sarah.
Hi, George. How are you?
Good morning. Grand. Not a bad morning.
No, not a bad morning.
Nice to get out and about and on the move. So you've no excuses. And this is what we're talking about this morning, because this morning we're talking about an initiative involving DCU and the Irish Heart Foundation, who have teamed up together, God bless them, to get 200,000 teens on the move. Whose idea was it, Sarah? I think it's fantastic.
Well, I suppose it's a piece of work myself and my colleague Johan Eisertel at DCU have been working on for about 10 years, along with another colleague in UCT, Dr. Wesley O'Brien. And what we've really been concerned with is looking at schools and physical education in schools as a vehicle for trying to get more kids moving. It's something that PE teachers obviously are concerned with and always trying to do. And really what we were looking at was trying to investigate the reasons why Irish kids aren't moving enough, and they're not. I mean, that's a fact. It's about, at post-primary level, you're talking about 1 in 10 kids are actually getting enough physical activity for their health. And there are huge health consequences and huge risks around that. So we've been working on that for quite a while, and teaming up with the Irish Heart Foundation just made absolute sense. Our two missions and our two kind of focuses around childhood physical activity absolutely work together, and there's a lot of synergy between what we do.
Is enough being done within the educational system, and I'm talking about preteens here, to teach them the value of physical education? Because maybe there isn't enough time in the 5 hours that they're in school, but when they go home, they have to do their homework after that. It's their own time, and to try and squeeze as much physical education into their own time and to maybe educate them as to the importance of that.
Yeah, it's a tricky one, isn't it? Preteens, we're really talking primary school children, and you know, they do have physical education at school. You know, most primary school children get about 1 hour a week of physical education. Now, 1 hour a week isn't enough in terms of if you want them to be physically active, that they need to be active for at least 1 hour a day at a moderate intensity at least, which is, you know, getting the heart and lungs working. So you're not going to manage that in just 1 hour a week of physical education. But really the target of physical education is, as you say, to try and educate children a little bit about why they need to be active and help them develop the skills in terms of how to be active. So that's the movement skills. But it's also things like positive attitudes for activity, confidence in their own ability to be active, motivation to be active. And all of these things kind of competent together to lead to your physically literate child or your active child. So while schools can do a certain amount, as you say, they're only in school for a certain period of the day, it's a good place to start, and it's a great place to kind of get the message really hammered home. And I think Active Schools Flag nationally is a really nice initiative at primary level that tries to really hammer that message home and reaches beyond the PE class to the whole school environment. And really the next level then, as you mentioned, is the home environment. How do we try and get that message to all parents? Because simply, it's not there. A lot of parents aren't active with their children. They're not encouraging physical activity, and maybe aren't aware of the dangers of the sedentary life that children are living.
Just on the reasons why, is there any research available or any stats from that research available as to why this is now? Because when I was young, all I wanted to do every day when I came home from school was do me homework, get that done as quick as I possibly could, and get out and play football. I mean, that was my life growing up.
Very few
kids now in parks playing football, unless they're in the football team. I find that really sad.
Yeah, no, it is. And there's a lot has changed, I suppose, over the last number of years. The research we've carried out at DCU, the YPATH research, we have found a lot of reasons as to why children aren't active, I suppose, in the kind of when they hit post-primary level. A lot of it is to do with they don't know why physical activity is important for them. They don't actually perceive any benefit in it. They don't have good attitudes towards it, or maybe they've had negative experience around it, and they're not motivated to be active. And that's about kind of 70% of the kids. That's the picture that you're looking at. I mean, in terms of lifestyle, a lot has changed for people in Ireland, where when you were a child, as you mentioned, or when I was a child, I was kicked out the back door, go and play and don't come back until dinner's ready.
Exactly. And it didn't do us any harm.
It didn't, but there's a much greater awareness now in parents in terms of the dangers of just, you know, your child being out on the road playing. We're not as okay with just letting our children out to play. And then the other, you know, the big problem is Technology. So there is so much technology available. Now, the easiest way, is a terrible thing to say, but the easiest way to keep your child safe and occupied is to let them watch TV or play on their tablet. But it's also the easiest way to set them up for a lifetime of chronic disease. And it's that problem that for children, it's so engaging. There's so much to engage their mind just sitting on their bums. Mm. Whereas when we were kids, those things didn't exist. You know, if you're lucky, you had RT1 and Network 2. And, you know, beyond that, there was really not much to entertain you, you know, that involves just sitting down. So the natural thing for children to do is play. And we are, all human beings are designed to move, but we have to encourage that movement and we have to make it a habit in our kids.
Absolutely. And it's one thing being in school where you're surrounded by children your own age and you have to be there. But you know, there's a certain amount of personal development in this as well, because if you come home and your life is your Xbox or your PlayStation or whatever, or going on the internet and looking at certain things on YouTube or getting too absorbed within digital media, you lose that sense of personal contact with people. And just looking at the old adage, good habits start young, is there a danger now that children might lose the ability to communicate altogether?
Well, I mean, of course there is. These things are all very possible. I think the way in which children have relationships, you know, can and has changed. As you say, it could be playing Xbox with your friend who's in their own house, in their own estate, versus maybe playing Lego, marbles or football with the same child. And that's a very, very different thing. And it's absolutely different. And of course, it's going to have consequences. I mean, the consequences we're seeing also, my colleague Joan Isertel at DCU has looked at this. Children that are, they're not developing their fine motor skills. You know, children that can't tie shoelaces where they should be able to tie shoelaces.
Exactly.
Because, you know, really, you know, they're just focusing on the range of movement, be it fine movement or gross movement, like running, kicking, catching. We're lagging behind and it has huge health consequences.
What do you hope this campaign will achieve, Dr. Sarah-Jane?
Well, our goal with YPASS-P for me is to improve the physical activity levels, the fundamental movement skill levels, and the motivation and attitude, knowledge and awareness for physical activity of children. Now, what all of those things, when you put them together, is what we call physical literacy. Okay, so we know what literacy is, we know what numeracy is. Nobody would argue about how important they are. Physical literacy is something that's arguably far more important than either of those. It's about the health and well-being of your child. So what YPASS-PE for me is it's a three-year program at junior cycle, and it slots perfectly within the PE curriculum at junior cycle. There have been a lot of changes in the last 2 years. So we now have a well-being program at junior cycle, which PE is supposed to support. So we have developed the YPASS-PE for me program to teach the PE elements at junior cycle for children and teach for physical literacy. So with the Irish Heart Foundation, we've teamed up and we're rolling it out to across the country. And our goal is over the next 3 years to train two teachers in every school in the country. So we're really looking to spread this very far and wide. And the beauty of this initiative, I think, is that there's a lot of groups that come together. There's ourselves and University College Cork in terms of the academic people. We have the Irish Heart Foundation, as I've mentioned. You also have Sport Ireland and the Professional Development Service for Teachers. So the people that are responsible for providing CPD to teachers in the country, we're all on board together behind this initiative. And really, we're targeting, reaching, as you said, over 200,000 teens over the next 3 years. But this is a long-term goal. This is something we see rolling out for many years to come.
Is it still open as far as involvement is concerned, or people who would like to join now but maybe can't, will they have the opportunity to join next year? And can you tell us a little bit about the programme itself? How will it work?
Yeah, no, it's absolutely not too late to join. We've done 10 years of work developing the programme, but it's only launched as of last week. So our first national workshop started last week. We've held two so far for PE teachers. The first two were in Dublin, but there will be workshops across the country. There's over 20 of them planned. If any PE teachers interested, go onto the Irish Heart Foundation website. You'll see YPASS there under their programmes. And at the bottom of that page, all of the workshops are listed across the country. So as far as I know, there's still some space in most of the workshops, not much. So I would do it pretty quickly if you're keen. But we will be doing it next year again. And the following year. So we will be doing it for a number of years. The programme itself, as I said, fundamentally and I suppose the cornerstone of it is housed within physical education. Because in physical education, in post-primary schools in Ireland, we have a fantastic team of health professionals. We have trained PE teachers. And they're the people that are at the coalface. They get to see these children day in, day out. Nearly all of our children will be accessed through these PE teachers. So the primary element of it is at in the PE program at post-primary schools, where PE is really taught in a way that is motivating for the kids, where they feel they really belong, where they feel they have an element of choice. And it's targeting improving their movement skills, improving their attitudes towards physical activity, improving their physical fitness levels, but all of it through enjoyment. And that's at the cornerstone of what we're trying to do there. But there are two other really important arms of the program. One arm is the whole school part, where we try and get all teachers on board in terms of promoting physical activity in the school. Because if it's just the PE teacher doing it, if we try and park everything at the door of the PE teacher, we can forget about it, because the message will be washed away when those kids leave their PE class. Mm. PE teachers only get these kids for about an hour a week, so there's only so much they can do. But if the rest of the school and the rest of the teachers in the school pick up the ball and really promote that physical activity message, we can make a real change. And then the final part of it, it ties in with what you were talking about earlier, George, is the parents. So as part of YPath PE for me, the schools reach beyond the school to the parents through providing them information about why physical activity is so important, suggestions on strategies in terms of how they can help to bring more physical activity in their children's lives, and how is that they can model physical activity in terms of being active themselves. So really trying to support that physical activity message to make a big change in children's lives. And the final thing I would say about it, George, is that this is an evidence-based program. As I said, 10 years of work have gone into it. Before we got to this stage where we said, let's roll it around out across the country, we have trialed this numerous times, and our research has shown that 600 kids, 20 schools, we have made a difference. It does improve physical activity, and it does improve physical literacy in children.
Mm. Can I ask about how our young children here compare to, say, Britain or the rest of Europe, maybe the United States, Canada, Australia, New Zealand? Is there any research available that would allow us to compare our fitness levels to their fitness levels? And if there is, how do they compare? Do we need to catch up?
There is research there. We were involved in an initiative 2 years ago, and again in 2014 before that, called the Physical Activity Report Card, which was a global initiative where 42 countries across the world provided the same kind of template. We looked at the physical activity data within our countries and kind of tried to score it on the same template or on the same report card. And when we look at, by report card, I mean A down to F. And when we look at that, we can see that Ireland is probably mid-rank. You know, we're definitely not doing very well, but we're not the worst either. There's an awful lot more we need to do. So there are some countries, such as New Zealand, that scored a lot higher than other countries internationally in that. Ireland is in the bottom half, and Canada slightly ahead of us. We're on a D. That's how we're doing. Our children and our youth in terms of physical activity, we're on a D. And if that was on any of our children's report cards for a particular subject, we would be concerned. But the biggest issue here is that parents don't realise it. They don't realise the danger of this. That children, it's not just, well, they might put on a bit of weight. That actually should be the least of your concerns.
Yeah.
It's things like the risk of coronary heart disease, the risk of type 2 diabetes. We know that children that aren't active are likely to die 5 years younger than their active counterparts. Like, that's huge. It's startling, the effects that this can have. But we're simply not, I think as a nation, we're not aware enough of it.
And again, we're not being killjoys this morning. If kids want to spend a half an hour maybe on the Xbox or some kind of digital device or whatever, fine. But so long as there's a balance there. Am I right?
Absolutely. And you know, personally, I really like the idea with, I have a 6.5-year-old, so we're not quite in the tablet territory yet.
Yeah.
But, I do have parents, or I do have friends who are parents of children who are slightly older. And for me, I like the idea of them having to earn their minutes on technology. So if they want half an hour of their Xbox, then they need to do an hour of physical activity. And if you set that up in a nice way, it's actually a really good way for children to learn that message. And it's the way we all are. You and I will do that. We'll say, God, I'm allowed to have a Chinese tonight. Why? Well, I did loads of activity yesterday and the day before and the day before. That's, as adults, we know how to kind of, how to work that kind of message into our lifestyles, and we need to work it in with children as well, that it's okay to do the thing. It's okay to sit on your bum for an hour if you have been up and about for an hour, if you've been up and about for an hour and a half, but not to sit on your bum for 3 hours in a row, because that has major health consequences.
Absolutely.
So I think it's letting children understand this, and it's, you know, us as adults saying, well, no, it's my way or the highway, and this is the way it is, isn't going to get us there. It's raising that knowledge and awareness about why these things are so important.
And do you know something, Dr. Sarah Jane? I think kids like that. I think kids love bargaining.
I think so. They buy into it. They absolutely buy into it, and they understand it. I have a 6.5-year-old who knows this and gets it. You know, and she'll talk to me saying, "Mommy, we haven't done enough physical activity today. Let's go for a walk." You know, and if she can get it at 6.5, I've no doubt whatsoever that if we work on this together as parents, as teachers, as schools, you know, you name it, all the way up to our health sector, we can actually change this for children and youth, and we can have a new generation coming through that are far more healthy than the situation is currently for Ireland.
Absolutely, and the other thing as well is there research available? For circumstances where children who haven't had the kind of physical activities that they should have been engaged in can perhaps go on and develop, deficient mental health later on in life? Is there a link between physical health and mental health?
There is. There's a strong link between physical activity participation and mental health. So it has kind of a prophylactic effect or a protective effect against things like depression and anxiety. And even more so than that, if someone is suffering from depression and anxiety, physical activity, being active and getting your heart and lungs pumping actually has a beneficial effect. So there's a huge link there. And to be honest, physical activity is essential for a person's health and well-being. And that's both physical health and psychological health. It's just something... our bodies, we have to move. That's how we were made, that's how we were designed, and when we don't, the systems start to break down, you know, all of the various systems, and it can affect different people in many different ways.
And if there's a parent listening to this now who wishes the best for their children but they're at the end of their tether, is there any advice you can give them as to how they might be able to help their children get more physical ed?
Yeah, or physical activity. Yeah, to be honest, I suppose the ethos we have with YPATH, the program we're rolling out in schools, is that there is a path for physical activity for every child. There's something for everybody. There are so many different ways you can be active. There are so many different ways you can build physical activity into your day. I mean, competitive sports aren't for everybody. Walking isn't for everybody. Cycling isn't for everybody. Running isn't for everybody. But there are so many options out there. There are so many, I suppose, tastes of physical activity you can give your child. They will find something they can enjoy. Maybe it's BMX biking, maybe it's using their skateboard in the park. Whatever it is, you need to try and find something that they enjoy, because enjoyment is the key. And there's something there for everybody. That's absolutely the case, but it's a matter of letting them sample a broad range of physical activity and really supporting them and, you know, assisting them to find that thing that they will enjoy doing.
And for schools who'd like a little bit more information, how best they get it, Dr. Sarah Jane?
The best way is to go to the Irish Heart Foundation's website. On that, you will see a link to their programmes, and YPATH PE for me is there. We have a good range of information there on the website. Any PE teachers that are looking to register, once they log in, they'll have access to a pretty short but quite a nice CPD module that they can do online before coming to our workshop. So there's plenty of information there. So it's irishheart.ie.
And again, you know, it doesn't cost any money to get your children to go out and just run about a park of a half an hour or an hour of an afternoon. And there's still enough daylight at the moment for these children to get it, just in case there's any concerns about safety. So, you know, it doesn't cost a penny.
No, that's it. And what it costs is our time and our energy.
Exactly.
And I understand, you know, as a working parent myself, you come home, you know, maybe at 5:30 in the evening, and you are wrecked, and you have to try and get the dinner ready and make sure the homework's done, and all of these things have to happen. And they're all important, don't get me wrong, but we have to look at the big picture as parents. If we don't develop healthy habits in our children now, we're setting up for a lifetime of chronic disease. So just keep that message in your mind that, okay, well, I'm going to get out for half an hour. And even if it is dark, you can go out for half an hour, kick a ball about with them, walk with them, whatever it is you want to do. But as parents, please make that step. Please, when you're tired, step out and do something. And the funny thing is, you go out, you do something, and you feel a hell of a lot better when you come in as well.
Absolutely. So it kind of works both ways.
Absolutely, no, it does. But it's that block at the start, that barrier to, oh, it's cold or it's wet or, you know, I'm tired. But we just have to see past that and we have to get past that. It's about our health and well-being.
And you know what? I think it's a great way for a parent to set an example to their child is to do it with them. Because if the child sees the parent is doing it too, it kind of, I think it means more.
Oh, it does, and our research absolutely tells us that schools and parents are massive support agents in terms of physical activity in children and any other behaviours as well. And really what it says to the children is this is a normal part of life. This is what everybody does, and that's what you want. It's not that, oh, we have to fit physical activity in. Physical activity needs to be there as a normal part of life. And the best way to do that is for us as parents to be involved with our children.
And again, if people would like more information on this, do you have a website where people could pick up that information? Maybe an email address, or perhaps if you're doing social media, Facebook and Twitter, Instagram and the rest?
Yeah, absolutely. So again, on irishheart.ie, you'll find information for parents, for teachers, for schools. So there's a lot of information there. And in terms of Twitter, at Irish Heart, and myself at SJ Belton, we're sending out information on this constantly.
Great stuff. All the best. Sounds like a fantastic idea. It really does. I'm not a parent, sadly, but I think it's a brilliant idea. And just on the programme itself, one last question. You mentioned it'll last for 3 years. Is there any chance it'll last a bit longer?
Oh, it will. So that the programme itself is designed to support children in first, second, third year before they move to senior cycle. So that's what the programme is.
Okay.
But our initiative with Irish Heart Foundation is indefinite. The plan is to roll this out indefinitely as the need is there for children in our country.